How to send MIDI control change messages using the 32 U4 Feather Bluefruit LE. Have you tried to send mighty messages from your Feather? Are controller change messages a challenge for you to accomplish? Read the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. The previous blog talked about MIDI using the 32 U4 Feather Bluefruit LE in general. This Feather is very useful, especially for simple MIDI Bluetooth low energy projects. The last example showed you how note messages can be sent through this device using the Adafruit BLE and BLE MIDI libraries. Now, this article focuses on how to send MIDI control change messages. What are control change messages in MIDI? A MIDI control message can enhance your musical output by controlling your instruments through various control elements such as knobs, sliders, wheels, pedals, and the like. Control messages have the form: status data byte, 1 data byte 2, 0 XBX controller, number controller value. Where? Status indicates the controller change type and channel destination. B signifies a message of controller change type, while X is the MIDI channel number. Controller number is a number ranging from 0, 127 indicating the controller type. Common controller types include 1. Modulation wheel, 2. Breath controller, 4. Foot controller, 7. Channel volume, 64. Sustain pedal on-off, 67. Soft pedal on-off. Controller value. Controller values usually range from 0, 127, and this indicates the current position of your knobs, wheels, sliders, etc. Note that there are controllers which are switch types. They get an off value if the controller value falls in the range of 0, 63, while they get an on value if the range is 64, 127. There are also control values that require more granularity, so they need multiple data bytes to function. How to use controller change messages in your 32 U4 Bluefruit LE Feather. It's almost like doing simple note on and off messages based on the previous blog. However, there are more varied functions with each type of controller you use, and you may have to experiment with this according to your synthesizer. For example, you'll find wind instruments use the breath controller efficiently. The sustain pedal can be very useful for pianos or keyboards. The sample code in the next part demonstrates two potentiometers used as controller change elements. Example code. Visit phippselectronics.com. Here is the whole code. Visit phippselectronics.com. Here are the defines used. Visit phippselectronics.com. Here are some of the additional declared variables. Current underscore note 1 and 2 are constant note values that will be sent as note on and off messages. You'll be able to apply controller change values on these notes and hear distinct changes in the way they sound. Current underscore control 1 and 2 hold the current controller values that change while you turn the potentiometer. Last underscore control 1 and 2 hold the previous controller values so that you'll know if there was a specific change that happened. When the values change significantly, a controller change message will be sent. This is illustrated in the code segment below. Visit phippselectronics.com. The current underscore control 1 value changes the modulation wheel, while current underscore control 2 changes the channel volume. The note messages are simply relayed when you press the two digital buttons as seen below. Visit phippselectronics.com. Upload the source code to your Bluefruit Feather. Next, download the MIDImeter and the Perfect Piano app from the App Store to your iPhone. On MIDImeter, go to Device and connect to Adafruit Bluefruit LE. After that, open Perfect Piano. You should now be able to play your Feather as a musical instrument. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled How to Send MIDI Control Change Messages Using the 32 U4 Feather Bluefruit LE. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.